good afternoon to you, wherever you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and you're welcome to join me as this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question you want, but I do encourage you to have it to be a specific question about the area you want me to look into, because I read your light stream. And so I want to give out the phone number. You can call our number here. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I also want to give you the my information before we go to the phone lines and to contact me for free energy exercises that I refer to throughout. Any time I read somebody, I ask them what they're doing as far as their energy maintenance. And so I do offer free energy exercises, and you can contact me at union1111@yahoo.com or www.carrieoconnor.com. That's Carrie O'Connor, OCONNOR.com, and there's a on the website you can see the upcoming events, and you can see the there's a part where you could sign up to the free newsletter, and in those newsletters you can also request the energy exercises and also see what else that we have on there. We got a lot of stuff happening. We have so many wonderful things going on. We give out free teleclasses. We also do have a divine twin flame relationship that is extremely popular. People are still have access to that, and that is a class that you get a booklet with it to work along with your with the class information. And we're so excited to be able to bring with you that information because of this time right now where a lot of twin flames people are feeling that connection or reconnection, I should say, in their soul. They're feeling like a wake up, or I call it like the itching, or to me it looks like think of a tuning fork that's right in your soul, kind of shaking the bottom of your feet. And when your feet start shaking, it starts shaking your foundation, and then you start feeling something's got to give, something's changing, and then what's changing is you and your energy. So we're really in this huge evolutionary time here period, and that twin flame energy is that we are having connections, amazing reconnections with our twin flames, our relationships, and also having a knowledge that we our twin flame relationships can be on to, our the typical partnering. They could be our best friends. They could be a partnering with my kids or my children, Taylor and Richard, our twin flames. And when we are around a twin flame energy, it allows us to think of it as a reflection of the God self in the mirror. And so when we feel that, we can let our hair down, our energetic hair down. We feel so empowered. It's like looking into the eyes of God or the God self through another human being. It accelerates our growth times. It's like talk about metal to the pedal or G-forces. It really accelerates your growth. It helps you get rid of old patterns. It's the energy that we're reconnecting, because if there's a part when the ability to reconnect with the twin flame energy, think of it as a gift for doing all the energy work that you're doing, because the more you are clear out your energy field, the field in front of you is your hopes, dreams, and desires. As we are seeding that field of potential of our hopes, dreams, and desires, to invite in the twin flame energy to have all your encounters, be it boss, be it partnering, be it inner circle, family, as a twin flame relationship, you are upping your ante. It's like I call it, you get a whole new deck of cards. And so that means anybody that might not be acting like that energy, you're gently shifting them out of the you're kind of disconnecting with their energy. So if somebody's disempowering, putting you down, really making you feel like a like you walk away feeling like you just has got slimed on, and I'm sure we all have those situations, then for us to be in an empowered state, you feel like, you know what, this isn't an empowering relationship, be it whatever kind of form it is. If somebody's making us feel down and And again, that we can't fly, show our who we really are. There's a part of that energy exchange that is not healthy. So the more you step into your empowerment, the more you're saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm playing patty cake with this person, and it takes two to tango right here, and so I'm pulling my energy back and engaging with this person differently. So I'm blessing them, saying thank you for the lesson because you're helping me step into my empowerment, but this is not what I want for myself anymore. So I am changing my mind, and I'm changing my attitude in anywhere in my life that is not holding a high vibration of love, of support, of laughter. Have you laughed a lot lately, or are you kind of contracted in thinking of fear and the awful, awful? You yourself are your own guide as far as how you're directing your energy. So as you step into the energy of learning that you are on this table there, of sitting at the front table, sitting at King and Queen throne, where you're directing your energy and you're directing it to invite in, again, a twin flame energy, invite in that other soul people that come in with a soul cluster remembrance. It allows us to, reminds us to stay in that love place, because this is what we're doing. We're returning back to our natural state of love. And I do want to say that there's a lot of things going around in the world this week. This week is summer solstice, and it has people are gathering all around. Officially is on Friday, but when we could start feeling the energies of the full moon, which is about completion and new beginnings, but a completion cycle. And this one's a big one. This is under a big full moon that has to do with the Venus, the divine feminine energies, and it's this whole like prayer kickoff to the 888 energies, August 8th of 208, where a lot of people are doing stuff to connect to empowerment grids around the world. So I really encourage you this week to connect with over the weekend, to welcome in the summer. That's what solstice is about. They're a change of season. And so Friday night is that official time. And as you're welcoming in this energy, you're having yourself become more aligned with our natural cycle, welcoming the summer, completion to any relationships, anywhere where you're leaking your energy, that you're cutting it off, you're tying it off, you're pulling back your energy, and then it allows for a major shift, a new deck of cards, symbolically, for everywhere in your life where you're leaking energy. All of a sudden, you will feel like an energy boost. You'll say, geez, what happened? It feels like I just got a shot of B12 or energy surge. What's going on? And then what's going on is that you realized how much energy you were leaking out to disempowering situations and or relationships. And so that is your energy coming back to yourself. That's the soul retrieval. So this is a wonderful time to work with the energies, and instead of against the energies, this is what we're remembering, reawakening to, because this is an invitation for that we're all invited to this party, this grand reawakening party, to get back into alignment, because for so many years, thousands of years, we got out of alignment with this. And so this is a grand awakening to get back into that alignment. And as we get back into that alignment, it allows us to stretch, expand, and totally feel like we're really on top of the world. And if stuff happens, because stuff can happen, it's like we have the tools to get ourselves back onto the back in alignment again. So if all of a sudden somebody comes in and we can have a major shift in our life, to lose our job, change, to decide to do a move, a change, that we don't feel like we're that we are totally off our guard and out of alignment. It's like we don't take it as, a lot of times when we have experienced a major shift, we could feel like it's a big punch in your stomach, and how you visualize yourself bending over and holding your stomach. And so think of part of the empowerment, part of having the twin flame energy around you, part of having you step in that throne is allowing you to, as you hold your stomach, that you don't sit there for a year or two or 3 months, that you're saying, okay, ouch, this hurts, but this is making me feel not in alignment. So you start bending up forward, and you start holding your stomach. Then you start saying, wait a minute, I could breathe better, and if I expand my arms, and then all of a sudden you got yourself out of a disempowered, unconnected state, and you reconnected yourself with the universal energies. That, again, helps you get over the unplugging, the unalignment. So it's all about reconnecting, realigning, reconnection, and that's also with the Earth's energies too. So aligning to that allows us to be totally supported with the Divine Mother and the Divine Female, that divinity part of ourselves. And that goes back to after getting that whole new deck of cards in every aspect of our life. So I know a lot of you are having relationship issues. A lot of you are doing career stuff. A lot of you are feeling, what the heck am I going to move, or feeling the urge to move, or something's got to give. And so when we come back from the break, I'm going to go to the phone lines to help you with that, help you put enlightenment in that, some, bring some questions on. And so I want to give the number out again. And that number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And my contact information, union1111@yahoo.com. And we have up-and-coming events that are very exciting. We have a mini light stream live this Friday. And also on June 28th, for anybody who's on the East Coast, there's a huge event of welcoming in the divine feminine energy that's in Bloomfield, Connecticut. There's five powerful speakers, including myself. I'm going to be closing, but they have you can look on my website and see. We have an angel speaker, we have an energy worker, we have a life past life person, and we have very powerful people each speaking for an hour. It's a 9 to 5. Full day of vendors selling their crystals and selling their books and wonderful things. And so I invite you to come out there. It's a wonderful day to be able to come and say hi to me, meet me in person, and see what's happening. And it's not only for the women, because this is an invitation for, we're all stepping into embracing that divine female with us and balancing that energy. So that is the 28th of June in Bloomfield, Connecticut, and we'll go to break.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life, guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory e-book and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how quantum healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Allis has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Why don't we go right to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan there. We're going to just switch over here. Let me kind of get my board here all set up here. Where am I doing? Well, we're just going to do one of these maneuveries because, well, you kind of went to me faster.
So
it's quite all right. It's my own fault, too. Sandra from Seattle, Washington's calling in. She's got a question about some unfinished business with her mom. So, Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So what's going on, hon?
Well, my mom passed on a couple months ago, and I knew this was going to be a big year of changes. I didn't quite see that one coming. And I just wonder about unfinished business. I can't quite put my finger on it. I know there's big changes with my family and friends. And just wondered if you had any insight, maybe.
Yep, okay. All right. I didn't hear what you said as far as, did you feel or sense your mom around you?
What about
Do you feel or sense your mom around you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good. Because she's given you, she wants to recognize February as in birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over. Is dad over there too?
Is who?
She wants to recognize father too. So she's recognized
yes,
a father.
Uh-huh.
Yep,
yeah.
And she also showed me a distance. That means to me that dad didn't die. Like, there was a distance between her death and dad's death. And so she wants to recognize that dad is in here, too. She's also, dad's shown me the number 1212. So when they give numbers, Sandra, it's like for confirmation. All of a sudden, mom comes in on her own signature of the 222s. And so you'll look at the clock, it'll be 222. You'll turn your head, call Harry's Cab, 222-222. That's a name signature, a number signature to let them know what's going on. But then when they take you, and I see you in a symbolic shower, so visualize over your head, the number twos are all around you. That means to me, it's my sign to go to numerology, too, as far as what does the twos mean in numerological standpoint. And what twos are all about, if ones are about new beginnings, twos are about planting the seeds, putting your fields of dreams of your heart's desire, Sandra, right? And so what mom is coming in with a big sweeper, and so think of sweeping in front of you like a big janitor's broom to help sweep out the fear in front of you, the old stuff, pain, the past is what she's showing me, because whenever anyone crosses over, the first stop, think of they go in, they get embraced, they have their grand reunion with the people, then they go to a life review, right? And in their life review, they see where they could have done things differently. It's the coulda, shoulda, woulda thing. And so she's showing me an olive branch. And so that means, and so is dad. So the olive branch means in my life review, I see, again, where I could have done things differently. I could have supported. And especially she's pointing to the throat chakra about speaking up, the ability to speak up. We all can talk, Sandra. This is about really speaking up, right? She's mm-hmm. also showing you at 3.5 to 5.5 years old. And she's going into the right side. So I'm seeing that by the time you're 5.5 years old, you really got the message to pull your own. Too much responsibility for a young age. Do you recognize what she's saying?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that, so she said by the time you're 5.5 years old, it's like you are learned that this is, you have to pull yourself by your own bootstraps. Don't ask for help. And so how that would relate to this life is like you're, it's uncomfortable for you to ask for people to have for help, or you never mind taking in the whole left side, the ability to take in opportunities, money, relationships, love, ability, the taking inside, the receiving side. It makes it mm-hmm. not comfortable to take in, right? And also
right.
taking in and feeling responsibility for everybody. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So by her saying, the olive branch is saying, I have accountability. I want to say I'm sorry. I want to say we do better when we know better, right? And so, and just pointing at her head as far as where she sees clearly where she had opportunities that she could have switched, shift things differently where in her life, because we do what we're taught. Generational patterns, that's why they're called generational patterns. We hand mm-hmm. them down. So she was shown that, and actually in her view, she felt it made women stronger, or that women were stronger, right? And never mind outside strength, but you know how that old saying, behind any strong man is a good woman, or something along those lines. And so
right.
she showed me that thought of a pattern in her mind. And so there's a part where she's just showing me that it's not, it didn't serve you. So she has total accountability with that. So think of the twos are all about over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, Sandra, and into the next 2 years, that you're taking the knowledge of, in your family of origin. So with both your parents, take the knowledge and leave the pain. So taking the knowledge, take the seeds of knowledge. So when I say that to somebody, think of something that was empowering that she said, something power that empowering that she passed down to you. And even if some people can say, I can't really think of anything, even if it's that she passed down that you have great hair, that you have long legs, that you have two eyes, it's there, take something that, take in, be able to receive, say, I received this from my mother. And so if you're able to have that 3 to 5 year old that feels abandoned and feels like disappointed with mom, is like it validates her energy. It frees her as far as the little child, and it also opens up your whole left side. And again, you're in this whole manifestation period, so you're able to manifest and clear out. That's with the drum, with the broom, as far as having really your hopes, dreams, and desires, your field of potential be louder and clearer, where there's a little girl that's feeling that the shoe is going to drop. So why, the ship is outside of myself. It's something like my dreams are just outside of my reach, because there's a part of that's the past experiences. Do you understand what she's saying with that?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Very clear.
So this is where all new beginnings, this is where she gets rid of any subconscious fears of the shoe's going to drop, the drug's going to get pulled out underneath you, that you're just about to make it, and bam, seems like something happens. So she's there to support you, and so is dad, and dad keeps on showing me 1-2, 1-2, and 12-12. So he wants to, again, have his part where he has accountability for saying sorry too. Also, he shows, was he distant as far as he makes you feel like he was out of the house a lot too. There was a big distance with him. Or when he was in the house, was he like distant as far as with his emotions?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. All right. So think of that again. By the time you were 5 years old, there's a part of your emotional body that like kind of wondered like why were you born? You know what I mean? So there's a part of too much responsibility, given too much responsibility. So here, this is where it's a huge turning point. So think about what I was saying earlier, as far as this week, no mistake that you called God in today. It's where it's all about being able to say, okay, full closure, full circle. I'm taking the pearls of wisdom. Again, I'm leaving the pain, even recognizing it, something over the weekend as far as having mom and dad. I think of them coming in, and again, there's a part of forgiving them and then taking their pearls of wisdom. It cuts you free to be able to really see life differently, and then you're able to, that 2 to 5 year old is able to feel like her whole left side of being able to receive in other departments, because when the younger child of us, it says love hurts is what she says is the major message that she got. So love in any form, and that also means that spills over to opportunities, job opportunities, money, receiving, just opportunities with friends, family, all of that stuff. And so when the 3 to 5 year old feels like that connection means pain, that shoe is going to drop, then it doesn't let us engage in life fully. Do you understand? So that's part of life's lesson here, and that you've got it is what mom's saying, meaning that you're getting that this is part of life's lesson, and that you're also getting rid of like what you don't want in your life. And so keep on going, because you're the family generational pattern breaker and bridger. They're there to support you, and it's not like the mom that you knew here or the dad. They have different eyes. So when I see that, it's like they're not weighed down by the things that by the perception and the things that they came in with, the karmic pattern. So you're here as the bridger, Sandra. And again, keep up the good work, okay?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Benny, you want to go to another caller?
Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. I had my mic off so I could take these calls, because we got so many coming in. We're actually going to run off to another Linda. Linda is calling in from Folsom, Pennsylvania. She's got a question about finances, I believe. Linda, are you with us?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you? Okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you today?
I'm still in a stuck pattern. And
okay.
Looking for a way out.
All right. First of all, your father's crossed over?
No. Not as far
who
as
would
I know.
Be the father to go to? Excuse me?
Not as far as I know. I don't keep in touch with him. He's in another state.
All right. On your right side, so I want everyone to, this is part of the way I read. The right side's the male side. It's also the energy we put out to the world side, right? So if you're feeling stuck, the first place that your energy pulls me is in the right side, right? The first thing I'm seeing is that you hold your father like as good, like he's in spirit, like he's as good as that. Doesn't mean that he has to be dying, but also there's a male that says like he's the father. So there's a part that had to be uncle, somebody that's even could have been dad's uncle that you weren't connected to. And over there, it doesn't matter because they come in as family members because think of that they've done their work over there and they want to come in to support, Linda, right? And especially because you're feeling stuck going back into as far as the energy that we put out to the world. So think of, because your dad's pointing, the fathers are pointing to the age of 444, and they also want you to review the last 4 years of your life, 4 months of your life, since April of this year, feeling more stuck. Has it been, would you feel, because I'm seeing some mud that turns into like tar. Have you been feeling more stuck since April of this year? Okay, so think of what they're showing me. When I see an engine going boom, 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 that means that this is from now till August. So here's the A's. So April to August of this year, this is the year to be proactive. And so, Linda, do you have an energy maintenance program that you do daily?
I try to do energy clearing and work with your exercises, but
okay, all right.
I've been lax.
Okay, all right. I can't emphasize how much that is so important. It is just so, so important as far as doing that because how I knew that you weren't doing them a lot because I'm seeing a lot of fog in your energy field, right? And so think of that we, science has already proven that we are 99.999% energy. So if we're feeling stuck, the first answer is to go to the energy, right? And so
right. Go
to the clearing. So I can send healing and clearing to people. I pray for every single person that faces Earth every single day and throughout the day. But think of we also need to meet the ship halfway. So there's a part that clearing, so putting post-its where you brush your teeth, where you are, we're in the shower, those kind of things are going to help you feel unstuck. I cannot emphasize because when you get yourself into a good habit, because I'm seeing from now to August, you feel like you're more in the driver's seat. It's like you recognize how much it doesn't make sense, but if we're 99%, we're going to break. We'll talk to you after this break.
Whether you're female or male and you're feeling just not quite right, your hormones may be out of balance or depleted. For a comprehensive assessment and to discuss the safe and effective bioidentical natural hormone therapy, visit the bioidentical hormone specialist, Dr. Darvish and her staff at Holistique Medical Center in Bellevue. Call 425-451-0404. Visit Holistique at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier of medicine, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Research at the Institute is proving energy medicine to be effective for challenging and chronic health conditions. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 866-303-HEAL. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
There's a secret that we want you to know. A secret so closely guarded that the medical community spends billions of dollars each year to make sure you don't know what it is. Here it is. Your health isn't determined by how many prescription drugs you take. It's determined by you. You already possess everything you need to be completely healthy. On Saturday, August 9th, there will be an experience that will put you in the driver's seat. A one-day training that will arm you with the power to be your best every day. Be Your Best is an intense, information-packed, fun-filled, one-day event focused on giving you the tools to dramatically improve your health and your life. Don't miss this amazing experience. $29 will get you in the door, and the information you receive will get you the life you deserve. Call 800-443-BEST. That's 800-443-BEST to register for Be Your Best in Seattle on August 9th. Or visit bestlifetraining.com for more information.
1150KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back to the Terry O'Connor Show, and I am Terry O'Connor. I'll be with you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Yep, we have Linda calling in from Folsom, Pennsylvania. So, Linda, welcome back to the show, and thank you for holding. We appreciate it. We'll continue on with our conversation.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
So, Linda, what I was really emphasizing is that, especially from now to August, that to get out of that stuckness is to really put Post-its. I love Post-its because they remind us of doing stuff. Put it where you drive. Put it where you brush your teeth. Do energy exercises. Putting yourself in a bubble of light. Something that resonates with you. Then even take it deeper is what the guys are saying, as far as deeper as in when you're feeling stuck, write down places in your life that you felt unstuck. Even if it was 5 years old and you won a race with the first time in kindergarten and everyone else was behind you, right? So it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be big, great big prompts and circumstances, but all it has to do is your cellular memory remember something that was unstuck, right? And so when you're starting to feel the energy of stuck and then your mental body goes, I'm stuck, I'm stuck, I'm stuck. It's like literally like a motor that keeps on going over and over and over again. So this is where you're pulling back the motor, giving it new directions. So it's like you're downloading a new computer program instead of going to the old program, and that's the part of the practice. That's where, when I talk about energy exercises, believe me, I'd love to talk about every single aspect of people's energy fields and where they're going with the potential, but I know with every single cell of my body that to get to the potentials, that we have to have a clear field, because the field in front of us is our field of hopes, dreams, and desires, and if we don't have a strong foundation, it's just trying to put a house down and have it built with balsam wood when we need to have oak or really solid wood, right? And so this is what you're being invited to do. And there's also the free will zone. So we don't have to do anything, because that's how much we're masters. That's how much we're here to learn. So you're really being invited. And because I'm seeing a lot of 555s. I'm also seeing the ladies coming in, and especially paternal grandmother. And I know that if you don't feel really connected to all those people, but there's a part of that they want to come in to help. And so even if you feel disconnected and just consider them as the angels and guides or the angel, they're your angel team, and picture and connect with the angels or the family members that you feel connected with, just welcome seeing the 555s. I'm also seeing lilies. I like when I see lilies because that's about resurrection, and especially over the next, from now to August, and also going into the rest of this year, when you put the energy into it, I'm seeing you breaking through like a runner race in August. So you really feel and know, because when I clicked, because I wasn't born, and I don't think anybody's born with automatically knowing how to realign their energy field. It's part of the gig here, right? So the kids that are coming in, they feel less of an electromagnetic pull as far as in past and the stuck patterns. But there's a part where we all are invited to go through this training. And I remember myself when I felt like my energy flipped over, where all of a sudden I could tell when I go out of alignment, and then I don't like that feeling, because it feels like, imagine walking around with your back bent over the whole time. And so it's only so long that we'll walk around and then say, wait a minute, My back is bent over. We look odd. We look different. Can you imagine shopping and walking everywhere with our back bent over? It's just too much. The weight is on our back, right? So this is
right.
Where you're getting that ball off your back. You're getting in the driver's seat. This is where that stuckness, you're going to feel it from the inside out as far as smooth running oil. Feeling connected. There's universal chi energy that goes through our energy field that when we're bent over, we're our meridians are unaligned, right? So you're lining yourself back in. It's going to really help you profoundly. I can't emphasize. I'd love to hear from you in August when you're boom, 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 back in the driver's seat, because this spills over to every single direction in your life, because the major thing corner goes back to the you corner, and that's what you're doing right now with you, as far as being able to really put the metal to the pedal and invest in yourself, because doing the energy work is an investment in yourself, and that spills over to every single direction in your life. Personal relationships, home, family, career, money, all of it. It cannot not. And this is where the ball is really in your court right now to having change in that. And so, and again, remembering that it is a habit, and remember, just like going to the gym, it's a muscle that we exercise, but it's well worth investing, okay?
Okay. All righty. So,
all right, keep up the good work.
I'm getting there. I just have to have patience and continually practice.
What's that?
And continually practice.
Keep on practicing, and you're going to, you keep on practicing, Linda, and you will feel a flip before August. And then in that flip, it will feel like you're not wearing clothes out, just like the emperor without any clothes. And so with that flip of energy, that means that 51% of our energy bodies, 51 is the goal. As soon as we have 51% aligned, then when we get out of alignment, then all of a sudden it feels weird. It's like the emperor, it's like we're wearing no clothes, right? And then it feeds us from the inside out. Our soul gets fed from the chi energy, from source, from God, from our higher self, whatever energy you want to call it. It is soul food, and then it starts spilling over to every single direction in our life. It cannot not be. This is the way we're wired. This is the way that we're going back to remembering who we are, that we're angels here having a human experience, not the other way around, and that's what the big call this year of being taking those steps. And so now is the time for us to take action, because that's part of actually our graduation and our mastery. They're saying, here, you guys have graduated to take part more actively in this, okay?
Okay.
So
well, give
us
a call. Believe in myself and my hero. Hello? Thank you.
Actually, I just drained the phone.
Oh, okay. I heard that too. I didn't know.
Yeah, when I just went out right there, my energy just expanded so much to get within to your energy field, and just literally drained my phone that was totally charged up. So just think of how here we're across the country, right? I expanded my energy field. Energy is electromagnetic, and so it's just like it's a little bit irritating, but just think it just drained the phone by our energetic connection, and draining not as in that you drain the energy, but it's like where the phones will act up. That's why I always have like four on total, always getting charged, because it's a good thing when they get drained. It shows like an energy hit. So you just got a good heart, like love tap right there, so for you to keep up the energy going, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Linda, from calling in. And we're going to now shoot off back over here to the West Coast. We have another Linda actually calling in from Silverdale, Washington. She wants to know, Carrie, what's going to happen in the next day or so? There's some pretty big business going on. So, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Well, better now that I'm talking with you.
Okay, what's going on, hon?
Well, in the next few days, tomorrow there's going to be an arbitration, and it has to do with an insurance company, automobile accident, that sort of thing. And
okay.
I'm just wondering, what do you see coming up for me? Is it going to be in my favor or what exactly?
I'm seeing you celebrating. I'm seeing fireworks, and I'm seeing the... But it's interesting because at first it looks like it starts as a sparkler, then it goes into big fireworks. So when you first go in there and hear stuff, go in there, Linda, with a total in alignment. So just like I was talking to the other Linda before as far as how to stay in your energy core, and so expect, like, with your heart wide open, and it doesn't mean that you're going to get your heart ripped apart. It's just like going in there, staying in your core. So I would send, right now, we're sending our energy, your energy there beforehand, and so you feel like you're on solid grounds when you're walking out in there. When I'm seeing a sparkler being handed to you, it's like, I feel like they're talking at first, and at first it sounds like things aren't going your way. Like, that's, no, it sounds like it's going your way, but not as much as you wanted it. So let's say, I'm just using numbers here, not what I'm, like, just say like 10,000 and you were expecting 100,000, right? And they're talking around the 10,000. Don't, they're just, there's like information, don't have your, like the child part of you close down and only hear 10,000 when that's not what, they're just talking, and they could be saying 10,000 would be normally what we'd be doing, but we're going to be adding, you know what I mean? But if the fearful child will hear 10,000, we were talking about 100,000, right? Because I see the sparkler turns into fireworks, and again, it's in your favor, and this is on the right side, so that's it is right coming into you. And also, there's a part of, I'm seeing the left, your left side being open to receive it. So that means to me that you're, it's going to be in your favor. It's easier for them to settle out right now.
Good. Wonderful.
Okay.
That sounds fabulous. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it very much. And I hope your weather is lovely there, too.
Excuse me?
I said, I hope your weather is lovely there, too.
You know what? It's not. It's kind of cloudy. It's just, it stopped finally because we've been, so it must be coming that way. Where are you at?
We're Silverdale, Washington, on the peninsula.
Oh, okay. All right.
Beautiful.
We'll be sending good thoughts and energy our way because it's clouded. It is what it is what we call it. It's just kind of like in Washington. You guys, in New England, you just wait 10 minutes and it's going to change. And so, the biggest thing, Linda, is that you're having, this is a real important 8-year for you. So I'm seeing like a lot of eights, and that's infinity eights. So that's about balance, and that's about really think about the last 8 years, 8 months of your life, because I'm seeing when I see somebody coming in and doing a swooshing to the left side, that means like releasing from the past. So you're beginning a whole 8-year cycle starting from now, and especially into August, like tuning into what Linda wants for Linda. Linda stepping out on the right side as far as the right energy, as far as what you're putting out to the world. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for you to really tune into like a new sheet of paper, new stage, new sheet of paper, and really look into every aspect of your life as far as feng shui, clearing out, cleaning corners, and really getting into those the corners of our life. You know, this closet, those, we have all the different clothes. I mean, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, because you're coming into an 8-year period that has a lot more balance, that has a lot more flow. You feel really empowered and in flow with everything. And it helps with cellular healing down to your bones, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good, Linda. So you keep up that good work, and we're going to the break, and you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back.
That's right, and real fast, I'll give out the number. We have time for about one more caller, if you wish, maybe two. Give me a holler here. My name's Benny. I'm the producer of The Carrie O'Connor Show. It's 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back. Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. SmallBizSherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We've took our last break of the day, so we're going to go right back to those phone lines.
Yep, and now we have Kay. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She has got a little question here about trust, and there's an issue around her relationship going on right now. So, Kay, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help you?
Well, I've been in a relationship for 2 years, and I'm having dreams and stuff, and it's all about trust, and I'm not sure if it's my intuition or paranoia, because there were a few instances in the beginning of the relationship, and nothing has occurred since then, but there's just this feeling that I have, and I just need some clarity.
Okay. All right. You know, the perfect timing of the dreams. A lot of people, Kay, you're very empathic and you're very intuitive, and you're a lot of people are doing processing through dreams right now. I just did an intuitive medium circle, intuition circle, and everyone was talking about their dreams and how, good God, that they were dreaming stuff, and a lot of it was exactly how you were saying. They couldn't tell whether it was intuitive things or if it was they were just processing, right? What I saw is a little bit of both, right? So think of that part of this, the majority of this, is like you're releasing, even think of the cellular post-traumatic stress that even goes to do with beyond trust, it goes with the sense of betrayal, right? Because I see you at 2 years old, on your right side, so that has to do with dad's family, dad's lineage, and not blame game with dad, but just male lineage where dad could have felt betrayed in his way, right? And so it's a sense of betrayal and broken promises, right? And so, and I'm also seeing, Kay, that you're very into, like, you're very empathic. You pick up on a lot of people's energies. Do you recognize that within yourself?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because when we do that, and we're doing this huge expansion period where we are literally understanding how much it means to be interconnected. I mean, we really are having this huge awakening period, right? Processing whether we know it or not on a conscious level. And so what I am seeing, a lot of this has to do with, I keep on going back to when you're 2 years old, and I keep on, it has issues that has to do with the father's side of the lineage, even going with a past life hangover. So when I see hangover, meaning that you're working out through the issues with your present day partner, past life issues that go with trust. So proactively, again, taking the energies of this weekend and having it be as the new beginnings week, right, as far as clearing out any old patterns, really understanding that
the issues that were in the beginning of the relationship, I'm seeing residual energy that wasn't cleared all the way. So you could have worked it through, but I'm still seeing like 25% of the, it got shoved up in the closet. Now that 25% of the pain of the residual energy is in the air right now. So you're bringing it to the light and clearing it out. But also I'm seeing that there is a part of I'm seeing the left side of his foot, like testing the water. So you could be, and so the left represents to me also the past. So he could have been recently energetically even be thinking about something like, when I'm in a relationship, I have to be mindful of, like, when I said to my husband, I know you're cheating, right? And he almost fell on the floor, his mouth dropped. And so what, like, I picked up when he was dreaming and fantasizing, because I described it down to her hair, right? And so it was like just before he was about to dive in. It's like I got into his dream. Do you know what I mean? He had a dream of, you know, making love to somebody else. And so I saw, and so energetically it felt like he was involved with somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's a part where I'm seeing that there's a part of him that he could be revisiting the past, thinking about a past relationship, reviewing the like his whole relationship and his whole past. Because you know what, Kay, when it comes down to it, we're all doing this, right? So how that would feel to you is that he could energetically he could be feeling like he's straying, but it doesn't mean that he's physically is straying, right? So, but that goes back to what I said to my husband, that the more he energetically strayed and the more he energetically strayed, to me it felt like he might as well be doing it, because and energy wise it is just as much as it's like looking at porno, right? And so it's just like I'm not doing anything, but there's a part where it feels energetically it kind of slimes you, you know what I mean? It's like a slimy energy comes around. So I'm not seeing that he's looking at porno. I want to be clear with that. I'm just like using examples to describe how something can happen in the energy world, but because we are 99.999% energy, that we can feel it and sense it, and really it can influence the relationship, because in the energy world it's like there, and somebody could look at you and say, I don't know what you're talking about. I swear to God, I've not done anything. And they could really mean it. They could look right in your eyes, and then it could be really confusing, right? And so what you're picking up is, and the energetic world that could be part of his clearing process. So it's being able to step back and understanding, okay, this is, be attuned to it, but being in the attuning of the posture of the observer. And so it's not the little girl that's 2 years old that's looking. It's like being the, like you're watching a movie. And so when you watch the movie, it helps you not have your heart involved into it, not have the past experiences be into it, not have, you know, to influence it. And I'm also seeing that everything coming up, especially up to the light over the next 2 to 3 days, 2 to 4 days. Are you sitting down and having a talk and even explaining? Because what I said to my husband, I said, Rick, I said, this is, there's energetic cheating, and this is what it feels like. And then all of a sudden his face dropped because he realized that he was energetically straying, right? And so I was picking up and feeling on it. And so there's a part where I'm just seeing you kind of letting everything out in the air and just having, bringing in the new energies of summer, new beginnings, and really redefining, it's like, where the relationship's going and what you both want into it, but also want of the relationship. But are you hesitant to do that? Because I just heard she's hesitant
to talk to him,
hesitant about really talk about what you really want in this relationship.
Yes.
Okay. That's why the part of the contraction is like being able to not being able to really express what you want in this relationship, because a two-year-old is afraid to be rejected. Then it's like contracting and fogging everything. So it's really important, because I'm seeing that you've been wanting to say something since March and April, as far as this has nothing to do with betrayal. It's more of wanting to speak up, wanting to say, where is this relationship going? So then when we want to say something for months, and then we feel like we can't, there's a part that energy gets backed up, and it starts going to our themes versus what's going on. So I really encourage you, I as in the bridger to you, from you to your guides and your people, to have the conversation that you're afraid of having and just speak from your heart, and it will really clear the air for both of you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Cool. Thanks, Kay, for calling in. We appreciate it. We're actually going to run off to one more caller before we end the show. Carrie, we're going to now bring on Faye. It's similar to Kay, but only with an F. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She's got an apartment lease that's coming up, but there's another little issue. She's in it with a relationship as well. So she's going to have to try to spin this a little differently. So, Faye, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Cool. Very good. And it sounds like you're on a cell phone, so try to just hold still there for me for the next minute or so we can keep you.
Okay.
Thanks. There we go. Perfect, Faye. Welcome to the show. And there's Carrie, if you'd like to say hello.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for the call.
I'm glad to have taken it. So you have an lease coming up and also relationship stuff?
Yeah, I've been in a relationship for 6 months with somebody. Lease is coming up at the end of July, and we've been just really through some challenges, and
yep.
He's in a lot of pressure in his life right now, and
yep.
like every 3 weeks, month, he kind of flips out and gets yep. really critical because yep. he doesn't want to be in a relationship anymore. And I just yep. don't.
What I'm seeing on his left sure. side, Faye, because I know we're almost at the end of the hour here, and look, just see on the internet where I'm on other shows too, or you could call back next week too, that his left side, as you said it just perfectly, I saw 3 3 3s around it, so every 3 days, 3 weeks, where the energy builds up, and it even goes back to his 3-year-old child, is his left side, which represents his past, also represents his females with female relationships, also represents the ability to take in love, healing, nurturing. Is like he goes into the 3-year-old. 3-year-olds don't go into relationships with ladies, right? So think of that. There's a part of it, this is an opportunity for him to step up, to grow up, that you guys have a real karmic relationship here, that there's no mistake that you guys met each other. And so there's a real part that what you're doing, Faye, is you're deciding if this is what you want to continue to do, right? And so there's a part where I'm seeing there's the heat is on in the kitchen, especially I'm seeing for 6 months, that 3 months or 3 days into this started. So there's a part where as far as taking the pearls of wisdom as far as some relationship and so and going and weighing out as far as saying, does this make me expand most of the time or does this make me contract most of the time? If I put this on a scale, is my heart in expansion and feeling proactive and feeling great with this? Or a lot of the time, am I waiting for the shoe to drop and I'm feeling contracted and waiting to see for his energy to start building up because you're very empathic. So he could flip out every 3 weeks, but there's a buildup energetically beforehand. And so your body's starting to show it because my whole neck is getting tense on my right side. I'm all contracted on my right side, and this is you right now, right? So think of that. You're feeling it in the air. It's just like when my father, before he'd blow his top, I'd see him go, but it would be, he'd blow his top like weeks later, but I felt and saw the energy, and it wasn't a settling energy. It wasn't a feel-good thing. So just think of, as far as you step back, does this make you expand or does this make you contract? If it makes you contract, then it's part of weighing out. This is not supporting my heart energy. This is not supporting my my empowerment. So going to him and saying what this is doing to you, and then being able to let everything out on the table and say this does not support you. To see if he could go up to simply what I call that fourth elevator, and telling him that you are going to fourth elevator of more joy, more peace, more happiness, more money, more love, all of that. Okay, and God bless
okay.
you. And everybody, may they align with the divine, and I'll talk to you next week.